The Cost of Grace, June 20. So costly and yet free. By the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men under justification of life, Romans 5:18. Money cannot buy it, intellect cannot grasp it, power cannot command it, but to all who will accept it, God's glorious grace is freely given. But men may feel their need, and renouncing all self-dependence, accept salvation as a gift. Those who enter heaven will not scale its walls by their own righteousness, nor will its gates be opened to them for costly offerings of gold or of silver. But they will gain an entrance to the many mansions of the Father's house through the merits of the cross of Christ. For sinful men, the highest consolation, the greatest cause of rejoicing, is that heaven has given Jesus to be the sinner's Savior. He offered to go over the ground where Adam stumbled and fell, to meet the tempter on the field of battle and conquer him in man's behalf. Behold him in the wilderness of temptation. 40 days and 40 nights he fasted, enduring the fiercest assaults of the powers of darkness. He trod the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with him. Isaiah 63:3. It was not for himself, but that he might break the chain that held the human race in slavery to Satan. As Christ in his humanity sought strength from his Father, that he might be enabled to endure trial and temptation, so are we to do. We are to follow the example of the sinless Son of God. Daily we need help and grace and power from the source of all power. We are to cast our helpless souls upon the One who is ready to help us in every time of need. Too often we forget the Lord. Self gives way to impulse, and we lose the victories that we should gain. If we are overcome, let us not delay to repent and to accept the pardon that will place us on vantage ground. If we repent and believe, the cleansing power from God will be ours. His saving grace is freely offered. His pardon is given to all who will receive it. Over every sinner that repents, the angels of God rejoice with songs of joy. Not one sinner need be lost. Full and free is the gift of saving grace.